This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. As always, you can join us and bring up anything you want to talk about. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian
and Chris.
We've already talked about the National Guard is having a tough time. People, you know, they're leaving more sooner than people are joining. There are more people leaving than are joining. We covered that. Elon Musk is threatening to cut off Starlink service to Ukraine after a Ukraine bureaucrat told him to F off. So he said, all right, well, I'll just turn my service off then, if that's what you want. So there's some interesting news there. And, of course, the phones are open. You can bring up anything at 603-283-6160. Chris, you had some other international-related news, and I saw this headline recently about Portugal. Apparently, it's in the like the crypto news headlines.
Oh, for sure.
That Portugal used to be a place where crypto people were thinking about moving to because it had been friendly as far as its laws, its tax laws were concerned, to crypto. Currency. Not anymore, apparently.
Seems like they're doing a flip here.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
So this is a story from Kitco, and the title is Portugal explores 28% capital gain tax on cryptocurrencies. So, yeah, it sounds pretty crazy. After becoming one of the most crypto-friendly nations in Europe with no crypto tax on individuals, Portugal is now looking into the idea of a 28% capital gain tax for digital currencies. I mean, it's like they want to run people out of the country, right? The country's finance minister, Fernando Medina, I think, submitted a new budget draft proposal that calls for a 28% levy on capital gains from cryptocurrency assets held for less than a year. However, there is a big exemption. The tax would not apply to any gains on cryptocurrencies kept for longer than a year. It's almost like they're trying to force people into turning it into an investment as opposed to using it as a currency.
Strange.
Yeah. Any capital gains from issuing new cryptocurrencies and mining operations will also be taxable under the new provision. Another addition is a 10% tax on cryptocurrency transfers and 4% levy on brokers' commissions that the draft budget stated.
So this is a proposed budget.
I mean, they're trying to kill it, is what they're trying to do, it sounds like.
They're trying to kill cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
A 10% tax on transfers?
I'm going to read it again. Another addition is a 10% tax on cryptocurrency transfers. I don't know if
that
means,
insane.
Like, if I make a payment for, like, a soda, that I have to pay a 10% tax on that.
What else could it possibly mean?
I don't know. I mean, this is Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, the Europeans are crazy. At least the government is.
Yeah.
Politicians in general are crazy. So, who knows? So far, Portugal has...
Well, hold on. You said that you think this is them trying to run people out of the country.
I don't know. I mean...
That's obviously going to be how the most wealthy crypto people respond, right? Because why would you want to keep a tremendous amount of wealth under these sorts of circumstances? The average person, they're probably not going to, you know, sell their house and their business just to leave the country. So they're probably, they're probably banking on the majority of people are not going to make any changes and that therefore they will get more tax revenue even if they lose the richest 1% of crypto people.
You're probably right, except that these countries in Europe are doing everything in their power to run people out of their country, not just through cryptocurrency. This is not that that's not really that abnormal. I mean, they've got, you know, 20%, something equivalent to a sales tax called a VAT.
The VAT tax, added tax.
And that goes all the way up to 25% in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on which country we're talking about specifically. But to be part of the European Union, you're required to have a VAT tax between, I think it's between 15% and 25%. It has to be, but in practice, it's like 20 to 25%.
Does a portion of that go to the EU top level?
No, I don't believe that's how that works. It's to the country. At least a business would send it to the country that they are, at least this is how it did work, that they are in.
Wow.
Now, I think it might work a little bit differently if you're a international European business as opposed
to the country send some of
a single state.
So if you're in, I don't know, Belgium or whatever, and there's this VAT tax,
yep.
It's being collected obviously by that country, but then does a portion of that go to the EU?
I don't believe so.
Why would they force everyone to have it then?
Because think of it this way. Think about New Hampshire, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have a tax. We don't have a sales tax in New Hampshire.
Correct.
And what does that do?
Or
an income tax. It brings money into the state by people from Vermont and Massachusetts and Maine.
So you're
coming
just
to
saying
shop
we don't
in
want
New Hampshire.
We don't want those things happening here. We don't want choices.
Exactly. Because
jeez.
Because what that does is it would encourage people to buy from other countries,
right?
And in the European Union. And pay less tax, and that would disenfranchise, you know, a country that has a higher VAT rate.
Right, it would allow
more
competition. It would actually give, slight differences from one country to the next and allow people to choose.
There is a slight difference. If you're in France and there's a 20, let's say it's, I don't know what it is, but let's say it's 20% VAT. Mm-hmm. If you purchase from another a company in France and you're in France, you're going to pay that 20%. But if you purchase from, you know, another country like, I'm trying to think, like the Netherlands or something like mm-hmm. that, they have like a 25%, I believe, VAT there.
So the VATs don't have to be the same amount?
In the Netherlands, I would be paying, when I purchase from a Netherlands company, I'd be paying 25% VAT, as I understand it, and not the 20%. So it's based on where the company is located from. At least, I think if it's under a certain size. I think they have...
Just to clarify, are you saying that different countries in the EU can have different percentage VATs?
Correct.
Could they have a 1% VAT?
No.
So there's a certain minimum that they have.
There's a minimum. I think it's like 15%.
I see.
It's not... I don't know if any country actually has a 15% VAT,
wow.
But there's a minimum, and then there's like a maximum.
They tend towards 20.
Yeah, so it's usually around 20, but there are some countries with 25% in Europe.
But your point is they're giving people a lot of reasons to leave the European Union.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The number one reason is going to be this winter. It's going to be effing cold there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Because of the energy situation that has developed, given that they're no longer getting Russian natural gas from Russia, which is in many of those countries. I think Italy is 40% of their energy is coming from Russia, and that's gone now. So they're going to be in a real tough spot, let alone now taxing people's cryptocurrencies. So a little bit here, a little bit there, it's all adding up to a really big government situation. But then again, there's a lot of people in Europe that just love big government. They're willing to freeze their asses off in order to have it.
People, I really don't think the Europeans understand how much they're undermining their own prosperity,
mm-hmm.
By being in favor of these leftist policies and regulations and things.
They don't see the long term.
They don't understand. They don't understand.
No, they have no concept of economics.
They come to the, and it's funny because they come to the United States and they're like, oh my God, the vehicles are so big and, mm-hmm. Your washer and dryers are so big here and it's like, and the houses are so big here and it's like, yeah, do you ever wonder why, people mm-hmm. are better off here than where you come from in Europe? It's not, and these are people coming from like well-to-do countries like the UK and the Netherlands, yeah. or at least that are put forward as well-to-do countries, right? In Germany, right? It's not, we're not even talking about like poorer countries within Europe, right? Like Spain and I think Italy, and some of the Eastern European countries. Those are really poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about like solid, solid economics or economies, relatively speaking,
yeah.
within Europe.
A lot of wealth, a lot
and,
of people.
And these people are still, they're coming into the United States, and they're amazed at, I don't think they understand it from that perspective that they're not as well off, but they're like, oh, this doesn't even exist in Europe. Like, it's that bad. It's because the people in Europe don't have the money to purchase nicer things, mm-hmm. or you know, they might get taxed
to death.
Yeah, they're taxed to death. Yeah. You know, and that's assuming they even have things like washers and dryers in their apartments, or you know,
they're going to a laundromat.
Right,
or something.
Right. So
there's more coming up here about the capital gains tax is being proposed there in Portugal. You said,
yeah, this is Portugal.
That's coming up. We'll get a little bit further into that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number 603-283-6160. If you're in Europe right now and you're planning to leave, would love to hear about your plans. Why you're leaving and where you're going to go. This is Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603. Bureau, Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy the features that we have for you there, including the social media site that we operate at social.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. I like to post the show prep that we do, that at least that I have here over on the Free Talk Live account there, the FTL account that you can find at social.freetalklive.com. Another great website is Freedom's Phoenix. It's your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Chris, you're sharing with us a story from Europe over in Portugal. They're talking about implementing a new tax. They're going to apply a 28%, I think it was, capital gains tax.
Oh, yeah.
To anyone who sells cryptocurrency within a year from when they bought it. That's one of the proposals. Then they're talking about a 10% transfer tax. And it's not real clear what that means, but it sure sounds like any time crypto moves from one point to another that they want to tax it.
I mean, that sounds like they're talking about it. If it's assuming it's both of those things, then I would think you'd end up paying a 38% tax, in theory, maybe.
Well, yeah. Well, if you were selling it, right? So the
right.
capital gains.
I mean,
only
to
when
sell it, you have
right?
to transfer, right? So
sure.
would that then be if you do it within
well,
a year?
Maybe you
do,
well, maybe you don't. I mean, you wouldn't be. Let's say you were on an exchange, and you have your Bitcoin balance that you know you bought Bitcoin earlier in the year. Mm. Let's say it was €10,000, and then it's now €20,000, and you want to sell it, but you've never taken it off the exchange. So, therefore, there's no transfer in that particular case because you're just ordering the exchange to sell it.
Wouldn't that be you transferring it between your account and the exchange?
No, the exchange is the account. Your account on the exchange is still their account. It's just
I know that's
in
how
your name.
You see it, but I don't think that's how the government's going to see it.
They may not. They may not. But if you think about it, the transfer tax is another disincentive to spend the crypto.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also a disincentive to remove it from the exchange.
I mean, imagine if they charged you 10% to spend your own money. Oh, wait a minute. They already charged 20 to 25% to spend your own money. But imagine if they added another 10% to that.
What
right?
do you mean they charge 20 to 25%?
Well, there's the VAT, right?
Oh, so
every,
I see what
every
you
time
mean.
You
in Europe.
Buy something, you're paying a tax already as it is. So, and this presumably is on top of that. So if I go to pay somebody with crypto, then I'm paying the VAT plus at least 10%, maybe 38%, depending on how they're going to implement it.
This is really disturbing. If they're going to, it sounds like if this goes through, of course, they're going to lean on the exchanges to be the ones that implement these taxes, right? Because you can't, you can't, identify necessarily one user sending Bitcoin to another user, because that's sort of pseudonymous in that when you create a Bitcoin wallet, you are not necessarily attaching an identity to that wallet. So if you download Edge Wallet right now and you create a Bitcoin wallet, you've just created something that no one else knows exists.
It's kind of interesting because they have no way to actually enforce this in practice, I think.
Except for the exchanges.
Except for when businesses use a exchange or an individual uses an exchange or a payment processor of some kind to accept cryptocurrency on their behalf.
Right, or if a business is accepting crypto and the word gets out that they're accepting it and they can identify, they send in an undercover officer to identify what their address are, then they could watch them, and they could, unless you're using Monero or some other privacy coin, which maybe the solution here is moving to privacy coins for people in Europe.
That's possible.
What it's going to take, by the way. It's privacy, as much as you and I might like, say, Monero or one of its competitors to take off and become very popular, it's not going to happen until there's a reason for people to do it. And unfortunately, that's going to mean the government's going to start pushing hurt people.
There's already a reason for Monero to take off, I think.
There are reasons, but not the average person.
I think even for the average person.
Really?
I think so. I think you can look at examples like, for example, the Canadian protest at the Capitol?
The truckers.
The trucker protest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great example where they seized, people's bank accounts. And
they did.
Those are just average people.
And then they sanctioned Bitcoin accounts and Ethereum accounts as well.
Yep.
They told exchanges, you're not allowed to deal with these specified accounts.
Yep. I think the thing that's holding privacy coins back, especially right now, is not it's nothing to do with people not wanting to use them. I think it's mostly got to do with the fact that the tools aren't as well developed as, you know, for merchants, especially accepting cryptocurrencies. But the tools are getting better, and we are seeing improvements, you know, as the years go by. So I think it is just a matter of time.
I hope you're right
about that. There are, and I think governments already, and if we take Europe as a perfect example, because they've already passed certain regulations in terms of cryptocurrency over there. And as an example, this is kind of interesting. So people have blamed, it's kind of interesting, I think, because people have understood what's happened with, like, for example, BitPay. When you go to a merchant that accepts BitPay, and it prompts you to ID yourself to do KYC, which I don't know if you're aware of this.
BitPay is doing that?
Yes. But let's back up a moment. Let's explain. Let's go into a little bit of the details so you understand.
Okay. BitPay, for listeners that don't know, is a merchant payment processor for cryptocurrency. So brick-and-mortar merchant. You can use them for online as well. So they have like an online side and a real-life brick-and-mortar side. You can put it on a tablet. You can put their app on the tablet, and it will make it easier, in theory, to accept payments for crypto.
Yeah. So I kind of knew this had already happened because I had encountered it before, and I also was, you know, I read all of the news when it happened. Basically, the other day, this way, I was thinking of it, actually, the other day, or a week ago, something like this, I went to a website, and I'm like, oh, they take Bitcoin, great, or cryptocurrency, whatever, right? I saw BitPay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and it was some sort of digital thing, right? I didn't even have to have it shipped, I don't think. I think it was something digital. And I went to pay, and I'm like, okay, I don't really want to provide my ID. I mean, it wasn't anything, it didn't really matter that much, but I didn't really want to give them my personal information.
Sure.
And so I went to check out, and I clicked the BitPay option. I went to check out, and I realized, I had the recollection of, I can't do this. And the reason I kind of had forgotten about it is because I pay merchants that use BitPay all the time, and I don't have any problems with just checking out, you know, anonymously. I'm not forced to put in any information. Well, in Europe, they're now required to do KYC.
Really?
In order, at least the exchanges and the payment processors are required to do KYC. So
know your customer.
Right. So if I want to check out, I have to do KYC with BitPay and have an account there before I can check out at this merchant
the
European merchant. But I don't want to provide them that information. I ended up just buying the same thing basically from in the United States where I didn't have to do that. But you know, but this is the thing. It's like, you know, it's like Europe. They're pushing people out. They don't want you to do business in Europe.
Mm-hmm. No.
They don't want your money, even if you're in the United States, to do business with people in Europe.
It's crazy.
They're undermining their own economy.
And they're going to keep doing it until it's driven completely into the ground, and maybe the people will wake up and demand something better, but it's not looking too good right now, given that they're going to go into what may be a very cold winter for their supply.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is slightly higher this month. The University of Michigan's early reading for October edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. However, more Americans remain gloomy when it comes to the outlook for inflation. Speaking in London on Friday, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss speaks about replacing the country's finance minister after his plan to cut taxes sent their currency plummeting in value. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Truss says the mission remains the same.
My priority is making sure we deliver the economic stability that our country needs.
GM says it'll halt production of the Chevy Corvette at their Bowling Green, Kentucky plant next week due to supply chain issues. The plant was shut down for the same reason in late August and lost production in April and March of this year. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the European Union looking to crack down on cryptocurrency. You brought up a story tonight, Chris, that was about Portugal possibly going to be implementing a 28% capital gains tax, maybe even a 10% so-called transfer tax on cryptocurrency, which seems absolutely insane. But it, you know, the results of this, if they actually do put it into place, would be the disincentive for spending crypto, because the 28% capital gains tax would only apply to people who sold their crypto less than a year from when they bought it. So it's encouraging people to hold on to the crypto, which isn't necessarily a bad thing to encourage, but you don't want to do it by threatening them with a 28% tax. You should just simply encourage the holding of crypto simply because it could work out for you in the long run if you hold longer than not. Usually the people that get cold feet and they sell quickly on a downturn or something like that, years later, a lot of the time they regret selling the crypto because frequently it does go back up and not only regains what it lost, but many in some cases goes even beyond, further up than it has ever gone. We're in a downturn right now, but the thing you always have to look at on these downturns is you always have to zoom out. You know, it's easy to look at the last year and say, oh, no, yeah. A year ago we were on a run-up, I think right about now, to what ended up being a world record high for the price of Bitcoin. It ended up at like $67,000, $68,000 a coin. It's now at around $19,000 to $20,000. So it's quote-unquote down, but it's still up compared to 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it's always important to zoom out and look at the big picture.
It seems like most of the time what we have is we have a run-up, and then we have a panic, and then we end up, you know, lower, but it eventually then goes back up to its height and then surpasses that. It gets absolutely insane. We have a panic. It goes down. Usually it doesn't go down below what it was at previous height, but, you know.
Typically.
There's
no guarantees, though. You know, we may never see $25,000 Bitcoin again. Maybe this will be the new high.
It could go down from here.
We have no idea what's going to happen.
That hasn't happened historically, but certainly, you know, Bitcoin's only, you know, it's only 2000.
13 years old.
Yeah, it's not that old. So, yeah. But of the 13 years it's been around, you know, it's pretty much, you know, you just give it 2 or 3 years and you're probably going to be doing better at, no matter what point at which you bought it at.
Seems so, that way.
Yeah, thus far, right? I mean, as you said, you're right. It could go down. And it does go down.
You also touched on something, and I know there had been some news about the European Union recently. We hadn't covered the story, but I did see the headlines where they're putting in these regulations. They're going to try to control anonymous cryptos. They're going specifically after wallet providers.
They're trying.
Exchanges. You said just in the last segment that BitPay is now requiring people in the European Union to pass through Know Your Customer requirements to simply make a payment.
To clarify that, it's if the merchant is in the European Union. So
everyone they have to deal with then, whether they're in the U.S. or whether they're in Africa or in the EU, all of their customers are required to know your customer.
Which is why I was saying before the break that I decided not to do business with a company in Europe. And, you know, I was already disincentivized from doing business with the company in Europe because their costs are so much higher. It would have cost me 3 times what it would be in the United States to buy the same thing. And ultimately, at the end of the day, the thing that put me off was not the price. It was, in fact, it was the KYC that I would be required to do with BitPay in order to pay this European merchant. I ended up just going to the United States and paying like $8 for something that was, you know, 3 times that in Europe.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean,
they're going to lose out. They're going to lose out on a lot of business.
Europe is undermining its merchants. It's undermining, you know, its population. And
right. Well, if you thought it was expensive now, wait until you've got to pay the prices for these products when the companies have a power bill that's 5 times as much.
Oh yeah,
that's going to get passed on to the product cost too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And this is the thing. It's like these are things they were doing yesterday, right? Yeah. That's not what they're going to have to do
next year,
tomorrow, because
this winter.
Yeah, it's not even, I don't even think it's going to hit for the winter. I think it's going to be next year because ultimately they have the oil and all that, or natural gas.
It's not looking good. There was a story that came out of, it was RT that was reporting on it, but they were reporting on the German results of their initial, they had a cold snap there apparently in Germany. So it got unseasonably cold sooner than it would have normally. And they said that Germans in their private homes.
Yeah, they didn't turn down the.
They didn't turn the heat down at all.
Yeah,
I heard that too. The power consumption was up 15% above the last 5-year average.
That's not good.
This is happening at the same time as the government is saying you need to cut back by 10 to 15%.
It may not last as long we think. Right now, as I understood it, there were something like Germany specifically, I think, was at like 87% or something like that of their
reserves,
which should have put them through the winter. But what that means is next winter,
that's if they cut back 15%, it'll make it
right. You're right. Yeah. But the point is that I was trying to make is that in theory they should be able to get through this winter. It's not this winter's heating bills that are going to be a problem. It's going to be next winter when there isn't any, there isn't even any natural gas to go around because they can't simply solve the problem by, you know, building new infrastructure. They literally have to build new infrastructure, and we're talking about multi-year long projects to do that. So even if they can get, even if let's just say for, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say they rush the projects, they still are, first of all, they're not going to get it done in a sufficiently timely fashion in order to make up for the lack of oil that they're getting. They're not getting any oil from Russia, which is where most of the oil is coming from. So, you know, even if they get some of that infrastructure up sooner, it's still not going to solve the problem for next winter.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it doesn't matter what the price is. You won't be able to afford it, basically. Mm-hmm. You just won't get any because it just won't exist. So whatever it is now is not even what you should be concerned about.
No, that's another reason it's a good idea to get out if you're in Europe, right?
Yeah.
move to an island nation or somewhere else.
One of the it's interesting because it's going to have a negative impact on us in the United States as well. But one of the benefits of being in the United States, not that I'm advocating for the U.S. government or anything like that one of the benefits of being in the United States in this situation is that while prices are going to go up for this stuff, they're not. It shouldn't be as bad because the infrastructure is here and they don't have the infrastructure to export. Basically all of they're going to export our natural gas from the United States to Europe. Don't get me wrong. So prices are going to go up here.
Because
right?
They're going to pay.
Right. But there's only so much they can export because the infrastructure just doesn't exist.
Hmm.
So.
Well, they'll build it if Europe's willing to pay.
Sure, they're going to build it, but it's going to take 2 or 3 years to build it. So, if not longer. So, at least for the next 2 or 3 years, the prices in the United States shouldn't be as, high
relative
to Europe.
They're
going to
go up and won't be as bad as Europe.
Right,
probably.
right.
Barring any other unforeseen developments.
Right.
Let's go to Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah. Hello? Sarah? Going once. Sarah going twice. All right. The number here, if you want to join the show, is 603-283-6160. Was there more that you wanted to share?
Yeah.
We pretty much covered it.
There's a bit more. Let me read a little bit more of it. So far, Portugal has only taxed capital gains made from crypto via professional or business activities, excluding individuals from this rule. So you and me wouldn't have to pay it, but I guess if you're like some sort of broker, then you would.
Okay.
But that is now about to change. The new tax provision is included in the country's 2023 proposed tax budget, according to the documentation submitted to Parliament this week. According to the government, these new rules are similar to what other European countries are implementing. Mm. So this isn't just, a bill that might happen. This is a bill that is going to happen because it's already being done in other countries in Europe. It's a regime that fits into our tax system and also to what is being done to the rest of Europe. Secretary of State for Tax Affairs Antonio Mendes told reporters, before becoming law, the Portuguese government parliament must approve the new budget. Crypto experts do not see Portugal's new crypto tax proposals as surprising.
More coming up. We'll share with you. You can share your thoughts as well. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. The phones are open, and you can join the show here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Chris in the studio tonight. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, it's freetalklive.com. You can download archives, daily digests of the show. You can support us. You can get interactive in various different ways all over at freetalklive.com. We go to the phones here to the fun. Dodger is on the line calling us in Michigan. Go ahead, Dodger.
Have either of you ever come across somebody in your lives that is so libertarian, they're probably more libertarian than you and don't even know it?
I mean, there's probably somebody like that here in New Hampshire, but we're pretty libertarian on this show, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, I think you're talking to the wrong people asking that question to the wrong people.
I asked that I have a brother that literally is so anti-political and so trying to work against the system. He didn't even know that he was a libertarian until I'm like, sounds like you're a libertarian, dude. And he's like, No, I don't want to put labels on myself.
Okay,
sounds like Bob.
There's a lot of libertarians who don't want to put labels on themselves.
Yeah, like he flat out, anyway. So
they're anti-labelist libertarians, if you're going to label them.
My partner's that way, yeah.
So, for long story short, okay. He and I live together, and let's just say in the last 2 years, our rent has gone up $400.
And what was it before?
Where are you living?
Kalamazoo, Michigan. Okay.
But what was the rent, and now it's plus $400?
$1,100 to $1,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's like a 36% increase or something like that, right?
It's absolutely ridiculous. And we've been talking about buying property, and I'm like, dude, I'm already, I had some setbacks. I'm already committed to go to New Hampshire, dude. I'm going.
Nice.
And so at either rate, he's a programmer that works from home. Mm-hmm. Like, he could work anywhere.
Yeah.
And he actually came to me the other night and asked me the question. He said, all right, so what was that realtor's name there in New Hampshire?
Probably Mark Warden, the Porcupine real estate agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best
known. So at either rate, I'm pretty sure that I could figure out work in the at-risk market. I'm somebody that... yeah, I'm a contractor, so essentially. So I'm a remodeler. I'm pretty sure that I can find work. He's a programmer, and he's worried because he's also trying to, at the same time, leave his employer. So I'm trying to convince him that after our lease is done next year, instead of buying property here in Michigan, that we need to be looking in New Hampshire.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said he's already portable with his job, so that might be. I understand he sounds like he wants to leave, but you know, maybe hang on for a time at least until you can get your feet wet here in New Hampshire. Unless it's just absolutely that terrible to work for whoever it is he works for.
It's pretty bad.
Okay.
He hasn't gotten a raise in 3 years.
Wow. Well, at least you know, as from what I understand, and Chris, maybe you can comment on this to some extent. As I understand it, the Central Corridor in New Hampshire, sort of Nashua, Manchester, and Concord are kind of known as like the tech corridor. There are a fair number of tech companies there that have programming kind of jobs. Not so much out here in Keene, or I don't know about the Seacoast.
I mean, Keene, the problem with Keene is it's not – we're looking at 80,000 for the county and
yes,
like 20,000 for the town.
Yeah.
So versus, you know, Nashua with 100,000-ish, Manchester with 100,000-ish. I don't think Concord's that –
Concord's
that
like 40,
population,
but the areas surrounding
still,
them also have a lot of
more
people in general. So those are the places where you're going to want to look for those sorts of jobs. If he's willing to be flexible for a time, there's pretty much everybody and anybody is hiring here. So if he can find a job that he likes, there's a good chance he's going to get hired. I mean, just have him start looking and see what's out here.
Well, yeah, and, you know, in my trade, I mean, really, I'm highly sought after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even making as much as I should, and that's part of the reason I'm like, I kind of want to go to where I should be making what I deserve type of thing, you know. At either rate, I think you guys have really helped. He's listening in the next room.
Well, if it's possible, and I don't know what the financial situation is there. A lot of people seem to benefit from a visit to New Hampshire. Come on up. Come to some of the meetups that are happening in various different parts of the state. If you can, meet some of the people in the community and just, you know, put your feelers out and ask around. You never know what you're going to find. But, you know, so that sort of personal networking could possibly reveal opportunities that maybe you wouldn't find on, you know, Indeed.com or whatever the other job sites are that you can go and find jobs on. But that's where I would start looking is, you know, go online first and just see what's the obvious most obvious options. And if you can afford to come up for a visit, come on up and come to some of the meetups in the different major areas and see what else might be out there that you don't know about.
Well, I'm at either rate, if I'm in New Hampshire again, I've been a very long time listener. I'd like to meet you.
Well, great. We're at almost every event in the Keene area, so if you come out, there's a good chance Chris and I or Bonnie and you know other people are probably going to be there.
Chris
so
too. I mean, I kind of feel like you guys are my family. I may not call in often, but I'm always listening.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dodger, for that. And the best way to find out what's going on up here in New Hampshire is to check out the Free State Project's calendar. You can go to fsp.org/calendar, and it has a statewide calendar of happenings. There's usually more things happening on one given day than you could possibly attend because they're happening in different areas at similar time frames. So that's, you know, one of the benefits of being here is that there's just such a huge movement. There's so many liberty activists here. There's a lot lot going on. So
yeah, it's and I honestly like finding a job here. If you can't find a job here, you're
not trying.
It's yeah, there's something wrong with you. Yeah. Probably not the market. The you know, whether we were talking before, you know, 5 years ago or now, there's just so many jobs. I think and
you know, Penguin's hiring. I heard.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. I was just about to say like. Like I've gone through five or six, you know, Free Staters as employees, even just in the, you know, 5 or 6 years that I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, you guys know anybody that wants the bathroom remodeled?
You never know, man.
I was actually just thinking about it recently. but
yeah. So hey, Dodger,
I'm
thanks
your
for
man.
Thanks.
Anyway,
but you got to be here first, and then you might get some jobs like that, right? Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for considering New Hampshire. And he's got a good plan. You know, look, when your lease runs out, you're paying 40% more on the lease. I'm not going to tell you your rent's going to be cheaper here. It depends on where you move. So, like, you know, if you're living in the city, you're probably going to pay more than if you're living out in the woods. As I understand it, you can get much cheaper rent if you are willing to drive a little bit.
You're probably not going to be paying anywhere in New Hampshire relative to, you know, other populated areas, I would think.
But run that by me again.
I don't think the cost of like rent or ownership is going to be high relative to other, you know, populated areas like California or New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about Michigan, so I don't know.
I don't know about Michigan.
New Hampshire is going to be cheap compared to some places in California, sure.
I mean, he was talking about $1,500 now he's paying. I don't know.
Yeah, but we didn't hear what it was, two bedroom or whatever. So you're gonna have to do that research.
I mean, he was paying 11.
And we know there's been a high demand on properties here.
This is true. It has gone up for sure.
It's slowing down. It seems like because now the
market's crashed.
The market's I wouldn't call it a crash quite yet, but
okay.
It's slowing.
It's gone. It's definitely not.
You're not seeing the bidding wars happening right now, from what I understand on properties. There's a property on the other street. Used to be we'd see a house like last year at this time. If a house went on the market, it'd be gone within 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
If it were 5 days, it would be a long time for it to be on the market. And there's usually a bidding war for multiple buyers trying to buy that house.
In Keene, just to give people an idea of like how much things have gone up, but they're still not that bad by comparison to like New Jersey, New York, California. Mm-hmm. But like a one-bedroom small house, $50,000, $60,000, you know, 2-3 years ago, selling maybe $200-something dollars now. Or maybe
no, dude, it's not up that much. I've been watching.
I think it was $243 for the house across the street from me.
Then it wasn't $40,000 before.
No, I didn't say $40,000. I said $50,000 or $60,000 before.
You're not going from $50,000 to $240,000 in Keene. That's not happening. It's like maybe 10%. There's more coming up here.
I'm telling you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.